This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined today by WLVR's Vice President of News, Jim Deegan. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Brad. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, Allentown's Health Bureau held its first monkeypox vaccination clinic this week. We're used to COVID vaccination pop-up clinics. There is a vaccine against monkeypox, but it's been in short supply across the country so far.
Right, and that shortage has applied here, obviously. This week, the Allentown Health Bureau announced two dates for the vaccination clinics. One of them was yesterday. The next one is next Thursday, September 1st. These are clinics that are by appointment only, and with the vaccine in such limited supply, the Allentown Health Bureau is asking that you call the Health Bureau to schedule your vaccine. They only have 30 doses available for each clinic, so it's a small number. The Health Bureau has said that if there is an overflow or there's too much demand, folks will be put on a waiting list for when more vaccine becomes available.
Yeah, and I understand that they'll also prioritize based on risk factors, according
right.
to our
right.
reporting.
Yep.
Bethlehem's recycling contractor has a $1 million contract with the city, but we reported in the past week that they do not want to renew next year.
That's right. The contractor is Republic Services. They're citing staffing issues, fuel costs as reasons for the non-renewal. And that's putting the city in a bit of a bind. I mean, they're going to be looking for another recycling contractor, obviously. As you would expect, costs are going to rise. So the cost of the contract will be more. And it's expected that residents will pay significantly more for their recycling services. Right now, I think that number is $70 a year. Officials are warning that the new contract, again, I don't know that they've put proposals out yet, but the new contract is expected to beef up those costs on residents anywhere between 40, 50, 100% increase.
I've heard also we reported that they may go from a two-bin system to a one-bin system. So I guess we'll have to wait and see where it'll land in terms of cost to homeowners and the details.
Yeah, I was surprised by that because I feel like many of the municipalities these days are, you know, all your recyclables go in the one bin. It didn't occur to me that Bethlehem was still doing the two-stream.
In local baseball, a phrase I get to say 4 out of 5 days each week, Bryce Harper, one of the major league's biggest stars, is playing with the Iron Pigs this week as he comes back from a thumb injury.
This has been, for sports fans and Phillies fans, really exciting, and it's really put a charge into things out at Coca-Cola Park in Allentown. I remember, you know, years ago when the prospect of minor league baseball in the Lehigh Valley was raised, this was one of the selling points. You know, you're going to have big leaguers who are on rehab assignments, you know, playing locally. And it doesn't really get much better than this, or much bigger than this, Brad. He's the, you know, Bryce Harper, reigning MVP, multiple-time All-Star, you know, playing here with the Iron Pigs, the Phillies AAA affiliate, and performing in a way that is just, you know, outstanding. Blasting home runs,
yeah.
You know, winning games with walk-off hits. It's been pretty cool.
And he led off his run with the Iron Pigs on Tuesday of this week, which was, like all Tuesdays, a tail wagon Tuesday when you can bring your dog, sit in the outfield on a special section with your dog, which I have done not last Tuesday, but in the past.
That's funny. I wondered how excited Bryce Harper was to have to wear an Iron Mutts jersey,
yeah.
you know, in his debut in yeah. Allentown.
The special canine
right,
mascot.
Right.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Jim.
Great to be here, Brad. Thanks for having me.
That's Jim Deegan, the Vice President of News here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.